Now we take a look at the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin. Last week's nonpartisan statewide primary election narrowed the candidates down to Justice Rebecca Bradley and Joanne Kloppenburg.
Yesterday, Milwaukee Judge Joe Donald released a statement that he's endorsing Kloppenburg. Donald ran in the primary last week and got 12% of the vote, which wasn't enough to keep him in the race.
Molly Beck joins us now to talk about this election. She's a reporter who covers politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the phrase wake-up call for conservatives appeared in your piece on this. Why is this a wake-up call for conservatives?
Well, I think Rebecca Bradley, who was appointed by Governor Walker last fall, she's backed by conservatives, and it sounds like there was, you know, a feeling that she would at least get 50% of the vote in the primary or more. And instead, she received 45% of the vote, which was just about 2 percentage points ahead of Joanne Kloppenburg. So the race ended up being a lot closer than I think, observers from on both sides thought it would be.
Now, this is a nonpartisan election officially, so candidates for Supreme Court judge, just like mayor, county executive, things like that, don't register as part of a party. But that's the theory. In reality, it seems like all of these races break down to a conservative and a liberal candidate. This one seems to be no exception.
Right. Yes. Joanne Kloppenburg in 2011, ran a race against David Prosser, and Prosser prevailed in that race. But she was, you know, backed by the Greater Wisconsin Committee, which spent a lot on her behalf. And they, you know, are a liberal group. And so far in this race, the Wisconsin Alliance for Reform, which is a conservative group, has spent money for radio and TV advertisements for Rebecca Bradley. So while it's officially nonpartisan, you know, outside interest groups that have, you know, they lean one way or the other, they get involved. And to voters, you know, the candidates might be perceived as being partisan because of that.
You mentioned an outside group spending on behalf so far of Rebecca Bradley. Is it anticipated that in the general election there will be more spending for her, but also some equivalent levels of spending on the other side?
Yeah. I think, you know, I haven't heard back from the Greater Wisconsin Committee about, you know, what their plans are, but they did spend, you know, on behalf of Judge Kloppenburg in 2011, and, you know, observers expect that'll happen again. And, you know, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, they usually get in these races, too. So it's expected that they'll spend on behalf of Bradley, too.
Now, were funders and these groups waiting to see how the primary came out as a signal of, I guess, whether it's worth spending money on this race?
Right, yeah. Up until the primary, the only outside group that had spent was the Wisconsin Alliance for Reform on Justice Bradley, on behalf of Justice Bradley. And some of the Democratic, you know, strategists that I spoke to said they needed to see, you know, how you know, Judge Joe Donald and Joanne Kloppenburg, what percentage of the vote they would receive. And a lot of them said that Joanne Kloppenburg overperformed, and that might be a signal to these groups that, you know, it's worth spending the money. Justice Bradley might not be a foregone conclusion like maybe they thought before.
And looking at the numbers you mentioned, a 2 percentage point difference between the two candidates, and then the third place finisher, Joe Donald, got about 12% of the vote, and now he's endorsed Joanne Kloppenburg. Is there a thought, talking to strategists on either side of this, that the votes that were for him are a gimme for Kloppenburg?
You know, no one has said that definitively. I know that when I spoke with Judge Kloppenburg the night of the primary, she said she was, you know, she was certainly going to go after those voters. And I think some would say that they, you know, expect a chunk of them to be aligned with, you know, liberal ideals and consider themselves Democrats, so they might go her way. But everybody also says, you know, you just never know, because Judge Joe Donald wasn't as well known as Justice Bradley and Judge Kloppenburg, especially in terms of his politics.
Now, this was a primary in a spring nonpartisan election, not known for high turnout. The general election is going to be at the same time as the primary, the presidential primary, when that comes here to Wisconsin. How are people on both sides of this weighing the impact of that?
Yeah, I think depending where, you know, the Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders campaigns are at, and, you know, on the Republican side, too, if it, those are, you know, both fiercely contested, you know, races at this point, but both or one of them could be a little bit more decided by then, you know, after Super Tuesday. But, you know, if it's still, you know, kind of up in the air on the Republican side, I think Republicans are expecting a lot, you know, of new voters and turnout to kind of balloon because of, you know, the impact of Donald Trump on that, you know, in that contest. And the same goes for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. You know, I think people on both sides are expecting, you know, turnout to be much higher than it was, obviously, than it was in the primary. And the electorate will look a lot different. And, it, you know, depending where both of those races are, it could give the advantage to one side, or to Judge Kloppenberg or to Justice Bradley.
We're talking to Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal about the Supreme Court race here in Wisconsin.
And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Which candidate are you supporting and why? And what issues are the most important to you in this race? You can call in right now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're continuing our conversation right now with Molly Beck, a reporter from the Wisconsin State Journal. We're talking about the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, and you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What issues are defining this race for you? Which candidate do you think is best, and what would you like to see covered in the two debates coming up? You can call us at 800-642-1234.
And Molly, Scott Walker, still governor of the state, of course, and he is playing a part in this race, maybe not intentionally. How are people trying to use him one way or another between the two candidates there?
Sure. You know, up until the primary, you saw opponents using the fact that Governor Walker appointed Justice Bradley, you know, three times in as many years to judgeships as, you know, pointing to her being partisan because of that. And it seems to be a strategy to, you know, when you mention Justice Bradley, you mention Governor Walker on the part of opponents. And so, you know, that was a question after the results of the primary came down that, you know, is Governor Walker hurting Justice Bradley given his approval rating among Wisconsin voters right now? I think the last Marquette Law School poll was about, he's at about 38%. Mm-hmm. So when you talk to Democrats, they will say definitely, you know, Republicans can't underestimate, you know, how badly the governor is going to drag her down. But when you talk to Republicans, they're, you know, they say that's not going to be the case, that voters aren't going to associate the two and they're going to just look at the candidate.
And you mentioned, I think it was some Republicans saying, hey, they've tried this before when Kloppenberg ran against David Prosser,
right,
who was on the Supreme Court, and Prosser's still on the Supreme Court.
Right, yes, yeah. In 2011, you know, that was all about Governor Walker, you know, if you talk to Republicans, and, you know, he still prevailed, David Prosser still prevailed. The governor's approval rating was a little bit higher at that point than it is right now, but that's still true that, you know, that race was kind of a referendum on the governor, and the conservative back candidate won.
One thing that's tricky about these Supreme Court races is the actual job that they're going to have is to rule on a bunch of stuff, but in the campaign they can't say things like, here's how I would rule on these various issues. So what?
Right.
How do the candidates, how are they portraying themselves? How are their campaigns portraying them as good potential justices?
Sure. Yeah. You know, when you talk to the candidates, they, you know, they stick to that message that this is a nonpartisan race. This is a nonpartisan position. You know, each of them say, I'm going to rule, you know, according to my judicial philosophy and, you know, the politics that kind of get injected into this race won't matter to the candidate. However, you have, you know, all these groups, these outside groups that are injecting themselves into the race. And for voters, it's kind of hard to, you know, to evaluate that and to know, you know, which candidate do I really want, which candidate, if they want a nonpartisan candidate, you know, which one is that, even though there's, you know, conservative backed groups backing one candidate and liberal groups backing the other. So voters end up kind of ironically looking for cues according to those groups and what they think, because they are backing the candidates.
What do you make so far of the tone of the race? Has it been mostly, here's a good, positive, qualified candidate, or have there been attacks between the campaigns or from the outside groups so far?
Sure. So far it's been mostly about whether the candidates are partisan, you know, whether if they are truly independent and would, you know, approach their job in the Supreme Court that way. And I think that's, you know, I would say much of the focus has been on Justice Bradley because of her appointments from Governor Walker. We'll see, you know, how this progresses. I'm sure that there will be other factors that will come into play.
And, of course, candidates will be looking for endorsements from various groups. Mm-hmm. I think one of the experts you talked to mentioned things like law enforcement groups playing roles. Have they been making their choices yet? What do we know so far?
Well, actually, today the Wisconsin Professional Police Association endorsed Judge Kloppenberg. But when I talked to some of the Republican observers of the race, they said that law enforcement communities are really, they're supporting Rebecca Bradley. So we'll see, you know, official endorsements, how they come down. But as of today, that's who has, the WPPA has endorsed Judge Kloppenberg.
Getting back to the money side of things, are people expecting this to be a really big money kind of race, as we've seen sometimes in the past for the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think I spoke to, WNC, who usually spends a lot pretty heavily in these races, and you know they said that they expect to spend, you know, at the same level as they have in the past, and I think in the last six elections they've spent a total of almost $6 million on races, and I think, you know, Democrats are expecting the Greater Wisconsin Committee to spend pretty heavily on behalf of Joan Kloppenberg this race too.
And briefly, how big a difference will the winner make on the balance of the court, the conservative-liberal split?
Right. It won't matter. The majority, it will still maintain a conservative majority regardless of who wins this race.
All right. We'll leave it there for now. Molly, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Molly Beck. She's a reporter who covers politics and state government for the Wisconsin State Journal. She joined us to talk about the latest in Wisconsin's race for the Supreme Court.